This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursdays mean that we get a chance to chat with one of our favorites. He is a former Houston Texan, obviously also played with the Eagles. My favorite Nigerian, as I like to say whenever we have him on the air. His name is Ndi Kalu. Ndi, what's happening, man? No. Oh, my bad. That's my bad. I apologize. False start there.
A little false start.
I'm not going to lie. One of the things, I'm certain that we've asked him this, so I'm going to lean on you if you remember. Mm-hmm. Have we asked Ndi his favorite time slot to play in?
I don't think so.
Because I'm like...
No, that's a good one.
I feel like we have. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this with Baker yesterday. Yeah. Baker had said that he doesn't like the late games, the primetime games, because he's just like, man, I'm ready to go. Especially on a Monday night where it's like you've gone the whole week. Mm-hmm. You have 8 days as opposed to 7 coming from that Sunday. Just like... You know, waiting through the day for some football. So I'm intrigued as to...
Waiting all day for Sunday night?
I should have known.
Yeah.
Did you see that she makes like $1 million?
I don't know if that's true. I saw that. I meant to bring it up yesterday. I was going to bring it up. And then I saw some people commenting that's... No, let's do a little more research. Okay. And I'll bring it up all today.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, that's insane because it's not even that good. I welcome in Ndi Kalu to the phone line. Good. Ndi, first and foremost, how's your Thursday, man?
It's good. It's good. The weather, I don't know about y'all, but I feel a slight break in the heat. Like
in the mornings,
you know,
sure.
You're in Texas. Yeah, in the mornings. Yeah, because in the mornings, it's only like 90 degrees. And it's not that humid. So, yeah, the weather's getting better. I'm feeling better.
Mm-hmm. Ndi, I don't know if I've asked you this before, so I'll just go ahead and ask it again. Do you have a favorite, a favorite time slot for these games? Was it the noon game, the late afternoon game, or just – that primetime late day game? Because Baker Mayfield apparently had said that he doesn't like the primetime late games because he's just waiting, and he doesn't like waiting around to get to the football.
You when you asked the question and you literally just answered it.
Okay,
like,
all right.
I love the noon games, like, because you're so anxious, speaking for myself, you're so excited about just getting on the field. And I understand when you're playing primetime, the lights are on, you know, millions of more fans, football fans are watching, but man, just being able to wake up, go through your morning ritual, get to the stadium at 9 o'clock, and then go knock heads right away. I love the 12 o'clock games. Like when I went from Philadelphia, when we had so many prime games, to Houston, I remember somebody saying like, oh man, I know you're upset. You have a bunch of 12 o'clock games because you don't have the primetime games at Houston. And I'm like, shoot, I love that because I'm done by 4, get to go to my mom's house and get some jollof rice and watch the rest of the football games, you know, for the rest of the Sunday. Like I really love the early games.
He talks about his mom's jollof rice a lot. We gotta bring some of that up here. Hey, so I know you watched the game religiously and you broke it down and you're looking. I don't know how much you heard the post game, but when C.J. Stroud started talking about lollygagging and we didn't deserve to win the game, that really resonated with me. Am I overreacting, and what does it tell you?
No, I mean, when you're talking about sports and, you know, you want to break down not just sports, break down what the leaders are saying, you absolutely have to talk about that and kind of break it down. Early on, I love it. You know, I'm hoping this isn't something we hear in week 10, but for such a young guy, one, to use the phrase lollygag,
no, like,
that's yeah. impressive right there. But, you know, for a young leader on the team to say, man, we did not prepare the way we needed to prepare. You best believe whether or not they beat Tampa Bay on Monday night, if I was a betting man, they probably had a very intense week of practice this week, or they're having it. Today's only today's what Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. So they're kind of wrapping up the heavy days. But you best believe they had an intense day. He's the type of guy, if he says it, I'm sure you're going to see it on the field as well during practice. So I'll tell you the truth, John, I love it. But now we need to see the results of that when Tampa Bay comes in Monday night.
Indy, as a defensive guy, I understand that D'Amico Ryans and the way that he has his defense is like, these are the principles. We're just going to make it fast and, you know, obviously play fast, play physical, and just do what we do to the best of our ability, even though we all kind of know in this what's going on. It feels like, obviously, the Rams were able to really attack the middle of the field. Is there anything in your mind that can be done to kind of tweak what happens within D'Amico's defense to help mitigate that, or is that just going to be a perpetual maybe weakness that they have to deal with?
No, you always have to tweak things from week to week. Now, it's a team sport comprised of three phases, offense, defense, special teams. Let's not get it twisted. The defense will never say this. D'Amico will never say this. And the players, you don't want them to say this. That defense played well. I mean, you're playing against a fringe Hall of Fame quarterback who was healthy despite all the talk about his back, who has weapons. It was a lot of back and forth. They put up 14 points. Typically, a defensive goal, a general defensive goal going into every NFL game is to keep your opponent 17 points or under. They accomplished that. But like I said, it's a team sport. I'm sure Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Mario Edwards, those guys are saying, hey, we failed today because we allowed them to put up more points than we scored. So that's what you want your defensive mindset to be. But to answer your question, no, you're always tweaking. Even if you shut them out, you're always tweaking, okay, if they gained yards on this particular play, where can we get better? And if you're noticing it in between the guards on run plays, then that's absolutely something that they're going to emphasize. And it's not just the front four guys. It's the linebackers making sure they're filling the right gaps and protecting the right run lanes.
All right, Indy, let's go into the film room and what you saw from the Texans' offensive line. It's been the topic for over a year now, or going on it anyway. And I know, for what it's worth, you know, advanced analytics has them ranked 30th in pressure rates and things like that. What are you seeing in this offensive line, and can it get better?
What I saw a lot, not so much just on sacks or the sacks, but it looked like the defensive line for the Rams, the front four, the rushers, they were beating them with the first move. And what I mean by that, like if you're going to do a double swipe edge move, a lot of times in the NFL, when you get your sacks or pressures, it's just more off of hustle, plays breaking down, but you're still getting after the quarterback. You very rarely beat your guy on the first move. And I saw that. So that mm-hmm. tells me that the offensive line is committing either their hands too early. I don't want to get too technical because, you know, one thing I've never done is play offensive line in the NFL, but it just felt like either you're committing, shooting your hands too early, you're not getting deep enough if you're losing on the first move of the front four. And I also just want to see that tenacity, that nastiness. Like, I don't mind a yellow flag from the offensive line if it's for blocking after the whistle, if it's for somewhat of a cheap shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're supposed to be the nastiest guys on the field. I want to see this offensive line play the way Azeez Al-Shaair plays the game.
We're talking to Indy Kalu here in the Loop on Sports Radio 16 and 610. And I actually want to isolate this down to Tay Ursary, a man who had to do a little bit of moving around in his NFL debut. What did you see from him? And then also, like, it felt like there were some instances where he missed just a little bit, but like, how far along do you feel like just now getting to see him on the NFL stage and in the regular season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I watched him very closely because I knew he had a huge, tough task as a rookie being put in that position. I actually thought he played well. There are things he's going to improve on, and as he sees different rushers, he's going to continue to work on and get better. What I'm hoping for him, especially as a rookie, just put him at whether it's left tackle, right tackle, guard. I know he's very versatile and he can play all over the line. I want to see them just put him at one position and that's it. Hey, get comfortable with this position, learn it, because you're going to have your ups and downs. Dwayne Brown, who I played with as a rookie, and Dwayne Brown, for those that know, went on to have a very, very good career in the NFL. As a rookie, he made rookie mistakes, and you saw that he had to catch up with the speed of the game. And Ariante, I feel like, can be that type of player, if not better. But I would just like for him to be able to focus just at one position and one side of the line only.
So then did you take issue with the way that they decided to handle the absence of Ed Ingram headed into this one?
Take issue. I mean, I need to be sitting in those meeting rooms, mm-hmm, and see what the plan was and the discussion, and when did they find out that Ed Ingram was going to be out. You still do have to play a little bit of musical chairs, but me personally, from being on the outside looking in, I want each guy to have that one position, and they're just going to stay at that position, and your backups have to be ready to fill in if the starter goes down. If Titus Howard is the right tackle, he's the right tackle. And I know he appreciates, I've had a chance to talk to him, he appreciates being one of the most versatile offensive linemen in the NFL. But I would like to see, and this is a challenge to the players, I would like to see those backups give the coaches enough confidence to say, you know what, if this guy goes down, his backup's just going to step in. I want my backups to be the swing tackles. I want them to be the versatile ones, mm-hmm, and the starters to just be able to focus on one position.
All right, let's talk about some of the positives you saw. You mentioned you actually thought Ursary played, pretty well. Anything else where you're like, okay, because we were talking about this earlier, you know, things that, you know, could be fixed relatively quickly. Any positive where you're like, all right, that's going to get fixed?
Positive, thinking it doesn't need to get fixed, was just the defense in general, yeah, as a whole. Like, you're going to give up some plays, but I just love the way they looked at practice when I was thinking to myself, good God, these dudes are intense at practice. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw in the game film. But like you mentioned, like y'all both mentioned, there's things you're going to have to tweak. Unless you hold a team to 0 yards rushing, 0 yards passing, there's always going to be something to tweak. On the offensive side of the ball, and this is the guy that made the biggest mistake, but I like the way they used Dare Ogunbowale, obviously, before the huge fumble. You know, he's not a guy that's going to put up huge stats, but towards the end of the game, catching the ball out of the backfield, he had an awesome block on a blitz pickup. But then, he had the fatal mistake, which to me was more of a great yeah, defensive play by Landman than it was, a horrible play by Dare Ogunbowale. But just the way they utilized him. Mm-hmm. Nick Chubb, like, I feel like he's going to get his legs under him as the season goes on. So I'm still excited about the running backs. And I'm excited about Nick Cayley learning that he has one of the best wide receivers in the AFC and targeting him more. Like I'm actually, and that's not a knock. Like, these coordinators, they're not perfect, but I don't care what type of game you're in, you can't target Nico Collins 5 or 6 times. Like, if anything, I want to be here on next Thursday saying, man, they're targeting Nico too many times because the defense knows what's going to him because he's that type of player.
Did you get a feel that like the team was just generally tight? Because that was one of the things that it just felt like, even from Nick Haley and his play calling, it felt like they were kind of tight. Have you had experience with like that debut and that some sort of tightness happening with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to – when I think tight, that's a mental. Okay. So I don't want to get into the head. It's not a bad question at all, but I don't want to, you know, be in a situation where I'm trying to say this is what these guys were feeling. Sure. But it absolutely happens. And it's not just the first game. Just from my own experience and to this day, and this was dang near – God, I'm getting old. Over 20 years ago, I'll never forget. We were playing the Carolina Panthers, and if we beat them, we're going to the Super Bowl or we're one game away. I can't remember exactly, but it was a game we should have won. We were expected to win, Reggie, but for whatever reason, when the game started, it just felt like we were going through the motions, and it obviously wasn't a lack of preparation or a lack of want to, but I think it's because we were so tight, we didn't want to make a mistake because we'd been in that position the previous 2 years, so we were overthinking it. So there's definitely something to that. But with the Texans-Rams, I just felt like those were two of your top-tier teams, and it was a defensive battle, and the L.A. Rams came out on top. I wouldn't want to overthink the first game.
Yeah. All right, so real quick, NFL takeaways. Was Buffalo the most impressive team for you? Maybe L.A. Chargers, maybe your old Eagles. What stood out for you?
It was Buffalo, and it was the way they just didn't give up. It would have been so easy in that fourth quarter for them to say, you know what, this was a nice little battle. We're still going to make the playoffs. We'll see these guys again. But they, throughout that entire game, said, nope, we still got a chance. We still got a chance. And then they took advantage of Baltimore Ravens, some of their bonehead plays, and Baltimore Ravens not really continuing to keep their foot on the throat. So I will say from the games that I watched, I was most impressed with the Buffalo Bills. And just the fact that they actually played four quarters. You know, you always hear coaches preach that in Little League and high school. When you're over there at Edison, John, and the fourth quarter comes up, you're throwing the fours and you're yelling fourth
you're
quarter.
Right,
but like the Buffalo Bills, they did it and they meant it and you saw it. And I thought that was very impressive.
All right. Before we let you go here, Andy, I know that everybody's on YouTube from time to time, and especially for someone who loves sports like you. Is there a highlight that any given time if somebody pulls up their phone and like, hey, watch this, that just makes you happy? Like something like, LeBron James chase down block, J.J. Watt in pick six. Like, is there one that you go, oh, anytime I can come back to this one, it'll make me happy?
That's a great question. One of the more recent ones, and every time I see it, I watch it multiple times, was DK Metcalf when there was an interception. Yes. Because I'm so big on effort. And again, you know, never giving up on a play. It would have been so easy for him to just be like, that's not my play to make. But that rundown, I mean, that brings a smile to my face. And as soon as we hang up, I'm going to be like, oh, crap, I forgot about that one or this one. But
don't worry, just call back. We'll handle it.
Yeah. that's the one that comes to mind.
That's a good one. It's a good one. And it's always good when we get a chance to talk to you, Andy. Have a good weekend, and let's hopefully the boys get a dub.
Yep, let's get it. Y'all keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. There it is. Andy Kalu joining us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I do like that he gave us the DK Metcalf chase down, and I understand we don't like them people. But the supersized version of that, the Larry Allen chase down.
Oh, yes.
Just a big lineman chasing down someone that he should not be able to catch. That one gets me. I'm not going to lie. All right. You're in the loop. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the advanced journalism of Pablo Torre strikes again. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.